I spent the first 30 years of my life without a single regret. I didn't make a mistake I wasn't willing to forget. Then I turned 30 and the books started to fall off the shelf. Each book a memory of a younger self. When I open a book, the words jump right off the page. Things I could have done better. Battles I didn't have to wage. The girl who wrote pretty songs, we could have started a band. The guy who wanted to be my friend from Afghanistan. I had so many opportunities back then in front of me. While my head was in the clouds of my insecurities. In retrospect, I seemed astonishingly slow at perceiving where these things could go. A life well lived is acted on. There's no practice, it's just life. And the words that hurt the most are the ones I've kept inside. The steps I didn't take, the trains I didn't ride, the people I didn't make time for in my life. Now at 30 I notice doors starting to close. I don't mean to be dramatic, I know, as far as these things go. 30's the new 20, 20-year-olds are toddlers and toddlers ain't been born yet. With advances in medicine, I might live to 100 or more yet. If you consider everything that's going on right now, I might be lucky to make it to 50. There's a lot I don't understand, but the future's feeling pretty iffy. And the whole idea of time passing and growing old gets pretty trippy. Maybe you can relate. I spent the first 30 years of my life without a single regret. I got a lucky draw, I'm willing to admit. A loving home, a few good friends, and the means to succeed in this mythological American meritocracy. Now at 30, I see the tide starting to rise. Creatures from the deep with pearls in their eyes. In each perfect pearly eye is a memory gone sour. Maybe an unacknowledged imbalance of power. Or a chance to come together like Paul and John said. Now Paul is old and John is dead. I'm at a point in my life wondering what's in my head and what's out of it. What I've accomplished so far and whether or not I feel proud of it. Songs I've written that no one has heard. People I respect whose respect I've earned. My hands are soft, they haven't felt the rough side of stone. At 30, I'll spend this night alone. The future seemed so big back then, I couldn't see an end. Now I'm looking for a special friend. As I notice wrinkles on my face starting to form, and I see other people's babies now being born. Special friend that knows me as well as I know myself. That reads the books off my bookshelf. That will be in my boat when the oceans rise. We'll be alright. We'll be alright. We'll be alright. We'll be alright.